Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
My guest today is Mr. Terry Wogan, who is a senior librarian of
Dublin City Libraries.
Dublin City Libraries, yes. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Could you tell us a bit about a program that you have for Healthy Ireland?
Yes, absolutely. Healthy Ireland at Your Library is a program that's actually up and running since the end of January and will run right through until the end of March. And probably maybe to kind of give you some context really in terms of how it's all kind of come about. Healthy Ireland, just for some of your listeners, just to give some context, is a national framework, a government-led initiative running from 2013 to 2025. And really the aims of that program is to promote kind of health and well-being, and in a sense to put the emphasis on kind of prevention, individual awareness, and to, in a sense, to help people live longer lives and more healthy lives for longer. From that then, Healthy Ireland at Your Library is an initiative this year, is the first of it, and it really what its aim is to affirm the kind of key role that libraries play at the heart of our communities, and that libraries are a valuable resource for all health related information. So that can range from our book stock in terms of collections, our online resources, and then we actually have a great series of events and activities up and running at the moment.
What's the latest event that you're having?
Basically, we are programming a range of events under three main kind of pillars. We're kind of giving, as it were, kind of guidelines from the Department of Health in terms of which type of events we can actually put together as part of the programme. As I say, the three main pillars in terms of physical health, mental health, and health literacy. And then within that, there are certain topics that we're kind of covering. So we're really kind of promoting healthy childhood, healthy eating, active living, positive ageing, well-being and mental health, and also then a focus on kind of alcohol and tobacco. So there's a range of different events. Each library in our network, we've got 20 libraries in our Dublin City Library network, and each library is actually hosting two events over the course of kind of February and March. So here, local to your particular area in terms of Dunamead, kind of Coolock, there's some very exciting events. And the next one in the series will be next Wednesday morning, happening in Coolock Library, and it's in conjunction with NALA. And the title of it is What the Doctor Said, and its theme is on health literacy.
Health literacy?
Yeah. Yes, I mean, in a sense, just to, again, to explain, health literacy, in a sense, has two main elements. One, from the point of view in terms of health professionals, so that they kind of communicate clearly in an easy understand manner, so people can actually understand the information that they're given, and that they take into account people's literacy and numeracy needs. And also from the individual members of the public's point of view, that they actually understand correctly the information, the health information that they've actually been given, and they can actually make an informed decision then based on the information that they've actually been given. So in a sense, there's two elements to health literacy.
That's a commendable idea, because I think what you're doing is one of the most important things to do in every aspect, because knowledge can be given, it's given, and how it's taken and how it's digested. It's such an important thing. Especially you were saying about health professionals. I suppose if you go to the doctor has very little time to explain things. Very often they need to, say for instance, I have a background of mental health. So like the patients will go to a doctor, to a psychiatrist, but actually they have no time to explain the medication they take, or what its adverse effects, because they are too busy. And I suppose libraries can actually spread the knowledge much more.
Yes, I mean, it kind of goes back to what I was saying just a little bit earlier in terms of the overall kind of aims of the kind of the program that we're kind of putting together is really to kind of provide accurate information that people can actually inform themselves and better upskill themselves in terms of making a health decision based on the information that they actually have and they can actually find in their local library. And that can go from, in terms of our wonderful kind of book collections, it can look at our online resources from our e-books or e-audiobooks and our fantastic range of e-kind of magazines in terms of, you know, getting fit, men's health, women's health issues, whatever. So fantastic kind of resource there that people can kind of dip in and out to, completely free to kind of access. And then in terms of our events kind of program as well, just on the kind of health literacy, you know, just to again just give a plug to our talk that's happening in kind of Coolock Library, as I say, next Wednesday, 21st of February at 11 a.m. And not to worry for our kind of listeners if they can't kind of make it next kind of Wednesday morning, the talk is actually happening in Dunamead Library, which not too far away, on Wednesday the 14th of March, so at the same time, 11 a.m. so 2 days for the diary. And really, you know, for many of us as ourselves, we often sometimes find that health information, it can be difficult to access, it can be difficult to understand. And really the aims of the kind of talk, in conjunction with kind of Nala in terms of their literacy policy officer, is to kind of look at the kind of health literacy skills that we kind of need today, because it can be very kind of overwhelming. And as you kind of say, we've all probably experienced a time that maybe when we've gone to a doctor's surgery, or we've gone to, you know, maybe with relatives and we're dealing in a kind of hospital situation and the doctor's kind of telling us X, Y, Z, and we kind of nod our head and kind of saying, oh, I understand, doctor. And suddenly we're removed, then we come out for a bit of fresh air and suddenly we kind of say, oh my gosh, what did the doctor exactly kind of tell me? I've kind of, did I really understand what he was kind of telling me there? So that's really what the aim of this particular talk is, really, in a sense, to pick up kind of tips on kind of how to kind of communicate more effectively with health kind of professionals. But it's also in terms of, you know, kind of what to kind of look out for when you're actually having that kind of conversation. Because naturally, when we're in a doctor's surgery or in a hospital environment, you know, we're kind of sometimes kind of frazzled, or we're under kind of pressure, or we're kind of worried, or we're kind of slightly kind of stressed, whatever. So it is important that the information that we get, that we're able to understand it, and that we can make an informed decision based on the information that we actually receive.
So do you have any discussion groups after the talk, or would people talk to each other?
Basically, you know, the format in a sense will be that somebody will kind of give a kind of a talk or kind of a presentation. And then always, you know, at the very end, there would be kind of 15, 20 minutes. It'll be open to the floor in terms of a Q&A for people to actually, you know, kind of ask any kind of questions or kind of queries. I mean, we actually have a really kind of a nice event kind of happening on Thursday, 22nd of February, in Ballymun Library, which we'd like to kind of give a mention for it. And we're very grateful for the support of the Marie Keating Foundation. And again, there's a talk actually happening with their public health nurse at 11 a.m. But also they are actually bringing their mobile unit, information unit, which will be actually on site for 2 to 3 hours afterwards, for people to actually go up on a kind of a one-to-one, and they can actually ask the nurse for kind of health related information. They will have loads of information, kind of leaflets and brochures that they can actually hand out then as well. So in a sense, you know, as well as attending the talk and kind of getting useful information, you can then kind of go on to the mobile unit and actually get some kind of, you know, one-to-one information with the public health nurse. But at all our kind of talks and kind of workshops, there will be an opportunity for people to engage with the presenters and to kind of, you know, have kind of ask kind of questions from the floor and kind of get very kind of useful feedback. That's a natural part of all the events that we're actually having.
That's a very important part, I would say. Or else afterwards they will be talking to each other, hopefully.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, what we want, you know, is obviously the events program is a very kind of key part of the whole Healthy Ireland at Your Library kind of initiative. But in a sense, it complements, in terms of the book stock that we actually have, it complements the online resources. You know, if you go into any of your local libraries, say in Coolock or Raheny, Dunamead, Merino, whatever, you know, you will always find people at the health section. It's always the one of the most popular, heavily borrowed sections in our libraries. So it can range from books on health and nutrition, to diet and exercise, how to cope with panic attacks, how to cope with depression, you know, from ailments on osteoporosis to arthritis. You know, there's a complete gamut and range of very diverse kind of collections. And they're in actually all our kind of libraries. So it's to, you know, the events program in a sense should in some way
enhance it, probably.
Yes, exactly, kind of complement in terms of, so that people kind of get some ideas or maybe suggestions from the actual talk that they'll actually kind of explore through our kind of collections.
For instance, when I go to the libraries, it's a long time since I went to a local library, because there are books at hand now, and you can have, you know, Kindle
Yes.
So I think it's really important because it's where the community is, really. I remember when I was younger, I would go to the library, and it's a warm place to sit and read as well. So when we were students, we didn't have to pay all the money for the fire or whatever, you know, to be warm. So the library is the best place.
Yes, I mean, you know, libraries, you know, we pride ourselves in being kind of, you know, that neutral space in our community that all our services are absolutely kind of free. The great thing about, you know, we've got across the city at the moment, we've got close to 50 events as part of the Healthy Ireland Leisure Library Programme. All those events are absolutely free. All our online resources, library membership in a sense is absolutely free. I mean, where else in terms of kind of a service do you actually get that for free in a warm and welcoming environment?
Yes,
you know?
They're very well equipped now.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I mean,
beautifully equipped.
I mean, you know, there's been huge kind of progress in terms, you know, the last, you know, since I kind of joined the libraries, you know, 20, 25 years ago, whatever, you know, it's completely transformed in terms of the nature of the service that we actually provide. You know, the three tenets are, you know, to inform, to educate, you know, and to entertain.
Yes.
And that's still what we just do it in very different ways now. Mm. You know, if we go into any of your branch, you know, there's you can book, you know, sessions on your internet, whatever. You can attend a talk, you can just simply relax and do your study, you can hook up your laptop in terms of the free Wi-Fi if you're doing a, you know, a school assignment, or if you're studying for a third level, you can kind of get relevant college information.
Yes.
So the complete kind of range of services are actually under the one roof, whatever.
Even if you are in a, you know, reputable college like Trinity or UCD, you still, it's near, your library is near your home very often, and you can drop in.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean,
and for journals and things that you won't get at.
Yeah, and I mean, as I say, you know, in terms of, you know, in terms of the online resources, you know, it just simply, once you actually have your library card and your PIN number, you have a complete access to a range of journals, newspapers, articles, whatever. So whatever topic that you might be kind of studying, you have access, you know, to actually benefit, you know, in terms of your studies. So you can actually, you know, continue your work, so you're not restricted in terms of timetable, in terms of, you know, your college assignment, whatever, or, you know, your college timetable. You can visit your local library, plug in your laptop, get access to the free kind of Wi-Fi, and all the kind of services are there at hand, whatever.
But even at, I mean, even people, children who go to school, they can avail of the library.
Oh yes, I mean,
because you have special sections for children.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, every library obviously has its dedicated kind of children's library space. It will actually have its young adult kind of teen section, whatever, and they're extremely kind of popular. And I know from kind of working for many years and kind of branch, whatever, and we'd almost kind of look forward to that kind of 3:10, 3:15 kind of influx every day of kind of children kind of coming in, and they'd be coming in to, you know, do their homework, sit down, they'd be kind of coming to attend events.
Like, and,
you know,
and
it's,
place,
it's a very, you know, it's a kind of quiet, safe, kind of neutral kind of environment where they can actually quite happily kind of, you know, it's always fascinating to be, you know, working in a children's kind of section.
And mainly it's a safe place.
Absolutely,
safe place,
absolutely.
Children, yes.
And you know, you look around in a children's library, and there'll be some kind of children in little kind of groups, and they'll be kind of doing their homework after kind of school. Other children will be kind of sat in a little kind of huddle in the corner, and they'll be kind of lost just in the whole kind of magic and mystery of a particular book that they're actually kind of reading. So there's different ways, and other children will come to attend events. You know, there might be book clubs, there might be art classes. There's a range of, you know, children, you know, will come.
Especially dedicated to children.
There will be special events. You know, upcoming, say in the next 2 weeks, we will actually have events to celebrate Seachtain na Gaeilge.
Yeah.
We will have events to celebrate Engineers Week, where the libraries will invite particular individual class groups to actually come and engage with professionals. If we just take, for example, say Engineers Week, we have got a series of programs in tying in with the with the STEM kind of program in terms of science, technology, engineering and maths. So in, for Engineers Week, we're kind of hosting working professionals from Dublin City Council who will actually come in and give presentations on a day in the life of working engineers. And I mean, engineering is, as we know, such a varied kind of profession. You can go from civil engineering to software, computer engineering, electronic engineering, and each of those with different kind of backgrounds will give kind of presentations on their kind of the work, some of the projects that they're actually involved in, and in a sense to kind of create an awareness that engineering is an appropriate career and kind of very diverse and dynamic kind of career, to encourage, you know, students, you know, perhaps say in fifth or sixth class, so that when they go on then to secondary level, whatever, that they will be interested in taking up kind of science subjects, whatever.
It's a holistic approach, isn't it? You could call it a holistic approach.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's very much, I mean, there's such a broad range of activities, you know, that libraries are kind of engaged in, whatever. You know, obviously we have our kind of reading kind of programs as well. But, you know, we participate in kind of many national programs like Engineers Week, like, you know, this year celebrates kind of Bliain na Gaeilge. There'll be a real kind of focus on promoting arts and culture through our Irish kind
music,
of language.
Music and theatre, music?
Yes, I mean, obviously we have a dedicated music library in our largest library in the Central Library in the ILAC Centre.
Yes.
And they, you know, host a range of events. They have a complete range of kind of musical items that you can actually borrow. Mm. And that can range in terms of very kind of niche areas, in terms of obviously the more general kind of pop and kind of rock, whatever, but there will be kind of blues, jazz, country, you know, in a sense, you know, we all kind of look back with kind of nostalgia in terms of, you know, the place of the record store on the high street, whatever, but
you can get old records, isn't it?
They're no longer available, whatever, you know, you can no longer kind of walk into your HMV or your, you know,
the
Golden Disc, they're becoming less and less. So the Central Library, in, you know, has a real kind of niche collection in terms of your blues, your jazz, your country. Yes. So wonderful kind of collections of kind of music. They hold a very diverse kind of range of programs. And then if you're part of, say, a musical society and you want to get, you know, in terms of programs, in terms of playlists, whatever, for musicals, all of those kind of musical sheets and workbooks are actually available there as well.
It must be the most popular of all age groups, the music library.
Yeah, music is incredibly popular. You know, I think, you know, we all kind of, I suppose, when we're kind of coming through kind of, you know, was going to our kind of teen years.
Kind of
we always kind of go through phases, you know, whatever is in kind of fashion or in style at the time. And then we kind of move on, whatever our tastes become maybe more sedate. But, you know, music is something that, you know, if we're going along in our radio, you know, in our car, whatever, we'll pop on the radio in our car. We'll listen to the kind of music, as it were, to de-stress maybe from what's kind of annoying us in our daily lives. Whatever, it's a nice way to kind of relax and unwind. People then would kind of like to kind of, you know, practice and actually learn music. And if I could maybe just take the opportunity to kind of plug an event that's actually kind of coming up in.
I thought you were going to sing now.
In not quite going to sing, whatever, but just in Dunamead Library. In particular, whatever, where there is, you can actually learn to play the violin for free.
Oh, and there's very expensive instrument to play.
Yes, and absolutely. And there's an 8-week beginner course, and it's actually taking place. The first session is Wednesday, the 7th of March in Dunamead Library, and it will run for 8 weeks. And if you actually sign up to actually take part in the course, you will actually be given a violin to actually take home and take home for free, so you can actually practice. And you actually get your, you know, your guidebooks and your tutorial kind of books as well as part of that. And there's a really fantastic experienced teacher called Niamh O'Connor. So I would certainly encourage that, you know, people, if they are interested, if they would like to never had the chance, or maybe kind of think that they'd like to play a musical instrument, and particularly the violin, I think we'd all kind of like to give
is
that
the
a go.
Fiddle, as you say, though, or is it the violin?
Well, it's definitely the violin, whatever. Yes, yeah.
Do you know, when you say a fiddler, is more to do with traditional music.
Yes, So,
Is it classical that you're
It's
playing?
More in terms of classical, whatever, yes. So that would be the emphasis, whatever. So it's really kind of exciting kind of programme. Again, this is something that's been extended out to Dunamead and to Rathmines Libraries this year, whatever. So really kind of fantastic kind of resource. So delighted to be able to kind of give that a little plug as well.
Well, thank you, Terry. That's been really edifying. I mean, it's a lot you're doing, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, you know, we kind of pride ourselves on kind of having a huge kind of range of programs. Again, everything that we kind of do is in a sense to kind of complement our kind of collections. Our collections are kind of core to what we do in our kind of branch libraries, in terms of our book collections, in terms of local history, our sport, our music, our gardening. You know, we have a fantastic range of collections, and people still kind of associate our libraries in terms of our books and our collections. But to, you know, to complement in terms of our collections, we pride ourselves on the complete range of activities that we actually put on.
So really, the government is doing something good, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And, you know, we believe, you know, there's, again, it goes back to what we're kind of saying, providing that kind of safe, kind of warm, neutral environment.
Who am I plugging now?
All our services are absolutely kind of free, whatever. Yeah. So, you know, we would encourage people, you know, if their library membership has maybe lapsed, very simply just pop into your local library. You get a very warm welcome there, and you've access to a complete range of services from our collections, our events, our online services. So please make use of them.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.